The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You might have seen this story or heard detail of it today. A 73-year-old man with a suspected heart condition died, 30 injured as well, when a Singapore Airlines flight from London hit turbulence. Joining me to discuss is Paul Agahan, who's a cabin crew member for an international airline and host of the Bad Air Hostess podcast as well. Paula, you're welcome to the show. I appreciate we don't know the exact details of what happened in this case, so we won't speculate. But just, I mean, this is maybe a very simple question and one I should have asked before now, given how many times I've been on a plane. But what is turbulence? What is happening when the plane shakes like that?
Yeah, well, put simply, I suppose it's just kind of changes in the air pressure. So storms or mountains, kind of air currents, that kind of thing, jet streams.
So they change the air pressure where outside around the plane that the air pocket it's flying through, and then what?
That's
the plane
it,
kind
exactly
of vibrates.
That. Now, I'm not a meteorologist or anything, but as far as I'm aware, that's it. That's how it is put simply, just wind speed.
And is this kind of happening more or less, or is it a kind of a constant experience? Planes better suited to it now?
Yeah, I was actually just discussing this with my sister. So I've been crew for 8 years now, and I've definitely noticed it has gotten worse. And I think that's due to climate change, which is heating up the air and like increasing the turbulence, actually is getting more severe as a result.
So the plane goes through these kind of pockets of air or differences in air pressure. We've got that shaking experience, and the seatbelt light usually pings on for a few minutes. People will be familiar with that. I mean, I've seen some of the pictures on TV screens of the inside of the Singapore Airlines flight, and there's just stuff everywhere. I mean, this is kind of a fairly severe experience of it, it seems.
Oh, yeah. I mean, actually, I was just reading it. It said it dropped 6,000 feet. And when you think that the plane's flying at around 37,000 feet, I mean, that is very dramatic. I mean, you can imagine what that would be like. It must have been a terrifying experience, but it is quite rare. I've actually only ever had that happen, something as bad happen once in 8 years. But as I said, it is increasing and it is happening more and more. So I think people need to be more aware of it if they are flying.
What should they do about it beyond just being more aware? Is there kind of things you should or shouldn't be eating or drinking or taking before going on a flight if this is going to possibly be more of a regular occurrence?
Yeah, I suppose the main advice would be, and I often notice this when I'm flying, the seatbelt sign comes on and people continue to walk around. And then a lot of the turbulence, you can kind of predict it. So they will put the seatbelt on preemptively. So if you just sit down, you should be fine. But if you have like a real severe sort of anxiety, you might want to think about maybe taking a sedative, but being very careful, because if you mix the sedatives with the alcohol, it could be an even worse situation. But yeah, possibly sedatives. I know a lot of people have done hypnotherapy, which works really well. And there's also a fear of flying course you can do.
When you say they can predict it, I always find this interesting that a pilot maybe will say at the outset of a journey, no, we expect to hit a little bit of turbulence at a certain point. Is that because they know maybe they're going over certain mountain ranges, is it? Where they know this is exactly what's going to happen here.
That's it, yeah, Kieran, exactly. So that you can get that mechanical turbulence where you're flying over high ground, and then you can just see like, you know, the reports, the radar, it shows up if there's storms or anything. But we always say the crew, we've sort of got a joke. If the pilot says it's going to be a smooth flight, it probably won't be. That's usually how it goes. But I think probably what happened on the Singapore flight, again, I'm just speculating, but it could have been what they call clear air turbulence, where it's they can't predict it at all. So that's why it's always a good idea if you are, you know, if you do have a fear of flying, if you're in your seat, just keep your seatbelt on and you should be okay.
Good advice, Paula. Thanks a million for joining us. Paula Gahan is cabin crew with an international airline. She's host of the Bad Air Hostess podcast.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.